Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for October 15th, 2023, from Revelation chapter 14, The Lamb and the Saints. Previously in chapter 13, we heard about a dragon, two beasts, one beast from the sea and one beast from the earth. We also heard about a mark of the beast being put upon the people, the mark being the number 666. And many people get a little anxious about the number 666. But as Christians, we realize we are marked by God. Through holy baptism, we bear God's name. So we turn the page, so to speak, from chapter 13 with the 666 to chapter 14 about the Lamb of God. Verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000 who had his name and had his Father's name written on their foreheads. Remember what I said about not worrying about the mark of the beast, because as Christians we bear the name of the Lamb and his Father. As verse 1 reminds us, I may also add the Holy Spirit, because we were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but still the same God. And because of our baptism, we are part of the 144,000, which represents all believers throughout time. Remember, this is a vision. So as Christians, we need not fret over the things of this world, nor over the social media use of 666, with the mark of the beast. Instead, we need to continue to trust in the many promises of God that we have already received, especially the promise of holy baptism, God's name upon us. And now this chapter gives Christians that anticipated hope of what it means to trust in the baptism that God puts upon us. Verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. It's interesting. As we just got through talking about God's name being upon us, and how we receive that name through holy baptism, now, in verse 2, John, in this vision, hears a voice, and it is like a roar of many waters. Again, for Christians, whenever we hear the word water, our mind should always go back to baptism and how God connects himself to us through his holy word with simple water. Water and the word. God's name being put upon us, and now we are children of God, part of the 144,000. So John, in his vision, is now hearing some voices, which includes the voice of something that sounds like a harpist playing a harp. My guess is that this is where Hollywood gets its idea that in heaven, we're going to be sitting on clouds playing our harps. Unless God gives me a special gift for playing the harp, you will not want to hear what comes from the harp that I would be playing. Instead, we need to remember that this is a vision. And a vision is a vision, not necessarily reality. But the most important take-home point is this, that we see the Lamb of God with the saints. That is, those who believe. Again, take all those fearful images of Revelation chapter 13 with the rise of the dragon and the two beasts and the mark of the beast, the 666, and put them away and look at chapter 14 as we see the Lamb of God with his protected saints whom he has delivered. So Christ Jesus has delivered us by his own sacrificial blood upon the cross. And so join me again tomorrow as we find out a little bit more about chapter 14. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take this opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.